Hello and welcome back to the Sports Vibe podcast. After Watford beat Stoke City 3-2 in midweek, climbing to fourth in the Championship, Vladimir Ivic's side back to winning ways after a controversial Tom Cleverley equaliser and a late winner by Ismaila Sarr. I'm joined, as always, by Ryan Thrussell and local legend Lee Partridge. Good morning, boys. Hello, boys. How are we doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Obviously, it sounds slightly different because we're obviously back at home again. I've just had my crumpets and I'm still doing my dressing gown, so very different to being in the studio.
Yeah, I was going to have breakfast, but with that sight in my mind, I think I'll... Ryan in his dressing gown, I think I'll wait for a little while.
So what we were just discussing before you came on, what would you have on top of your crumpets?
Now, I do love a bit of crumpets. What do I have? Well, I either go in the morning, I just go box standard, I'll go regular butter. If it's in the afternoon, maybe as a snack, or even in the evening as a snack, I'll have a bit of cheese, Worcester sauce on it.
There you go. I think jam's best on crumpets, but we'll stop talking about crumpets and get to the football, because that's what we do on the Sports Vibe podcast, Vibe 107.6. We're at Vicarage Road. A very dramatic but important 3 points. Let's start with Lee, who was also at the Vic. What were your overall thoughts, Lee, on the game?
Well, it's great to get a win, wasn't it? I thought we played well. We looked comfortable in possession. We had a lot of possession again for the second game running. I thought Kiko, for me, was our man of the match. I thought he was fantastic, getting down the wing, getting some important crosses in. We did create quite a few chances out of the busier goalkeepers. Certainly Ben Foster was a quieter one, in my view. And the second half, we sort of pushed on. And, you know, I think the... admittedly, it was a late goal, and some would say one of the goals is slightly controversial, which I'm not going to talk about. But I think that was a well-deserved game. You know, we played as well as that this season and not come away with 3 points. So, you know, our performances, all bar maybe the Wickham game, seem to be fairly consistent.
Ryan, a deserved 3 points. What were your thoughts on a game that was dramatic from quite literally start to finish?
Yeah, it was dramatic, and to be honest, I thought the game would fizzle out to a draw until the end. Obviously, it's great that we got the goal, and you know, well deserved, I think, and I agree with Lee. It's been a frustrating couple of weeks, actually, because obviously not a great performance at Wickham, let's be honest. I thought we played well at Barnsley. I was a little bit disappointed with that because, you know, we did control the ball well, we passed well, we got chances, we just couldn't get the ball in the back of the net, and that happens. So I think the positive is that we scored 3 goals against Stoke and managed to get the win, which obviously we need because now, you know, we get another 3 points against Coventry, then it's actually going to be a very good start to the season.
A really early goal that was conceded, Stephen Fletcher and Nick Powell running through the Watford defence. Is that a cause for concern, Lee, that within the first 2 minutes, I know last year, I think it was when Southampton came to Vicarage Road and scored the quickest goal in Premier League history. What do you make of such an early goal being conceded? It's a disappointing start to any game.
It is, but if you took the season so far as a whole, you know, we haven't conceded that many goals. We certainly haven't conceded many early goals. I think it was just one of those things that happens in football. We tend to... if my memory serves me right, conceded later goals the other end of the game. So it was good that we didn't do that. And in fact, we was the ones that scored the late goal for the 3 points. Ryan spoke about the Barnsley game there. I mean, it was a worldie, wasn't it, that decided it in the end. But we did get into, again, some good positions, some good deliveries into that penalty box. And, in you know, around the penalty spot, even the six-yard box, we just needed someone there to maybe finish those off. Andre Gray-Wilkie's come on. I know that I've been told that due to sort of their medical reasons coming back, 20 minutes was kind of really where they saw him, which again is good, not to force players back into 90 minutes and then get a reoccurring injury. So you know, that was good. But yeah, that's kind of where I see it. We're sticking with the Pedro Sarr front two as it is. I see we're still doing that. Good to see Troy on the bench. It remains to be seen whether we've changed that up, whether that gets altered, playing different teams as the season progresses.
Well, a Pedro Sarr front two, as you say, both on the score sheet. A lot of talk about King Ken Semmer, who I thought was excellent. Kiko Firmino as well. That cross he put in near the end very easily could have resulted in another Watford goal. Ryan, what did you make of Semmer's performance, Firmino's performance? Some really good individual performances in that game.
Yeah, I think Semmer's been a bit of a revelation this season, because obviously we saw a bit of him in the Premier League a couple of seasons ago. Obviously he was on loan at Udinese last season. Clearly a fan's favourite, I think. It's pretty obvious to see. Some nice words from him after the win as well. I think, yeah, I mean, he's obviously a powerful player, and he's got good fitness levels, gets up and down and plays right to the end, which obviously he absolutely monstered his way through, didn't he, to set the ball up for Saar, which, you know, we need that this season. And as a big fan's favourite, you know, it's going to be difficult to see whether we do bring in the left back. I know there's been talks of a free agent coming in, and we've obviously had Adam Messina out injured, but I think Semmer's good enough for that position. So it's just whether or not he can obviously keep it consistent, heading with lots of run of games. Femenina on the other side has been brilliant, I think, all season, and obviously keeping Ngakia out the side now, so maybe it's that competition that he needed this season, because obviously Daryl Yanmat was out for most of last season. So yeah, I mean, the wing backs are playing a huge role. It was obviously tipped that that's the way Ivic likes to play with the wings anyway, so they're clearly coming on strong, and you know, it's going to be a positive sign for Watford if they continue to play well.
Well, I think it was a shame that after the game, no individual performances were really mentioned, because the big talking point was obviously the Tom Cleverley equaliser. I know Lee doesn't really want to touch on it, but Ryan, what were your thoughts on the goal line technology not really working? Angus Gunn pushed into the goal by João Pedro, and a lot of confusion, a lot of controversy on the sidelines.
Yeah, well, I mean, you two were at the match, so you were obviously able to see it from the naked eye, shall we say. You know, for me, yeah, look, let's be honest, it's a dubious goal, isn't it? But, I mean, look, we can sit here and talk about it, but the fact is the goal's been given. That's a decision that the officials made. And really, over the last sort of few years, you know, we've had luck go against us with, obviously, the famous Reading ghost goal. So whether that ghost returns, we'll see. You know, there's some decisions that's gone against us, especially, let's look at the Bournemouth match. You know, we should have had a couple of penalties in matches as well. So it's just one of those things. Obviously, without VAR and the proper technology that they have in the Premier League, I just think, you know, things like this are going to happen. And, you know, let's just take the goal and move on.
I think everyone would absolutely just love to move on from that incident and take the goal for what it was. I think it was Tom Cleverley's goal, because if it wasn't given as a foul, then it has to go down as a Cleverley goal. We got Coventry on Saturday at Vicarage Road. Coventry lost on Wednesday night to Nottingham Forest, the 21st in the Championship. Lee, you'd expect that Watford would win quite comfortably.
I just want to just quickly just touch on the goal and what Ryan said and what you've said. You know, being there and the naked eye in that split second, without VAR, like Ryan says, there's no way you could tell whether that ball was over or not. So the fourth officials are immediately up against it to see it in that split second, and they went with what technology they had, as far as I was concerned. And like you say, some go for you and some don't go for you. So there you go. Lucky enough, it went for us.
Yeah, they relied on the technology, and it's very difficult being a fourth official. But Lee, what do you think about Coventry on Saturday? They're sat 21st.
Well, on paper, you'd say, yeah, that's 3 points of Watford. But as we know, after the Wigan game and lots of other teams, you know, the game against Reading, not for us, but Reading losing 3-0. You can never tell in this division, can you? You know, good games, bad games. But it's about finding a level of consistency over the season. And our performances seem to have found a level of consistency that are reaping rewards within the results, and now goals are starting to come. So if we continue that way, again, Saar, fantastic against Stoke, tracking back, defending, you know, in our half. You know, he didn't stop working. So you can see the players are really hungry for it. And if we keep putting those level of performances in, as the season keeps going on, with the strength in depth that the squad we have, they will reap the results that we want to keep us at the top, if not at the top, and promotion. I really do honestly believe that.
Ryan, are you excited for Coventry?
Well, I was excited for the Wickham and Barnsley matches, so we saw how that went. So, you know, it's, as Lee says, you know, you've got to take each game as it comes, and and that think about the realistic possibility that the Championship's a hard league, because as Lee said, Coventry only have just beaten Reading, who were top of the league. So it's going to be a tough match. I think Coventry will be up for it. Every team are going to be up for it against Watford, because they know the quality that we have, and it's a good opportunity to test their squad and see how they've developed. And I know Coventry obviously will be wanting to push out of that relegation zone. If I'm honest, I think Watford will win this match. I'd be surprised if they didn't. Hopefully my words don't come back to bite me, but I think last season comfortably beat Coventry with a reserve side out at Vicarage Road. So with, you know, the full strength players back, you know, you've got Hughes looking like he could start, Andre Gray will probably play a little bit longer, Deeney will come off the bench. I think eventually, you know, the quality is going to start coming through, and it does look like at Vicarage Road we're clicking into gear. We just got to get that away form right, and I think that will improve as the season goes on.
Well, like you say, it's brilliant to see Will Hughes back, Andre Gray back, very, very close to scoring Andre Gray as he came off the bench. What do we think the score's going to be, guys? Let's get some score predictions in, Lee. Let's go with you, because you like your big scores, don't you?
Oh, I love goals. I love all about goals. it's good to see Coff back doing well after, you know, they've had a mixed 10 to 15 years or so. I'm going, obviously, with a Watford win, and I'm going Watford 3, Cov 1.
OK, Ryan, what do you think?
I think Watford will win this 2-0. Last week I said 5-1 win against Barnsley, so even put a bet on it.
You got the one right.
Yeah, I actually did put a bet on that. So when they went 1-0 up, there's still lots of time for Watford to score 5, so that didn't quite happen. But no, I think Watford will win this 2-0.
Top tipster.
Yeah, 2-0 from Ryan. Top tipster there. Maybe don't put a bet on this one, just in case. I think it's also going to be 2-0 Watford, so a nice positive vibes on the Sports Vibe podcast all round. Let's move on to our local non-league sides. Wealdstone in action against Altrincham tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, non-league football back. You know, there's obviously been a lot of talk over the last week, obviously with the lockdown. Can, you know, these teams still continue? It's great that the elite level sports, obviously down to National League South, can, and North. Obviously, the clubs below that, you know, it's only going to be a harder month for them. So I mean, Wealdstone started very well. Let's look at the football first. They're up to sixth, I think. I still think, obviously, might have changed around a little bit since
eighth, I think.
Eighth, yeah. So, you know, they get a win, Wealdstone, they're going to be, you know, in a very positive position. I guess they were thinking about, you know, just surviving the league, really. But if they can really push on and get a top half finish now, that would be brilliant. Obviously, the FA Cup action as well this weekend, which I'm sure we're going to discuss very shortly.
We'll go into the FA Cup in a minute. St Albans on the weekend. They have Braintree on Tuesday night. Hemel Hempstead are away at Bath. Lee, this week, there's a lot of non-league news with that below the National League and National League South and National League North, there will be no football. It's just been cancelled completely.
Firstly, just want to pick up on Hemel. Good to see them get a win away at Braintree, get their season off and running. And again, St Albans going to Braintree. Let's hope that our two local sides can do a so-called double over poor old Braintree. what do I think about it? Do you know what? I saw a comment somewhere. Some young lad said, I can't go and play football with my friends, but I can go to school in a packed classroom. And that was somebody else's comment, not mine. And I think that kind of sums up where we are at the moment. No one really knows what to do for the best. Things seem to keep crossing over and contradicting each other. You know, I've said it in the past, you know, I can get on a plane, travel across the world, but, you know, now I can't go and play golf in the outdoors with one other person that might be 10 metres away for 2 hours. So there's lots of different things, and you know, it's all being done for the greater good and in the best possible safe way. I don't see it myself. I know they're trying to keep people away. It's not just the game, especially if you're talking local football. You know, I watch a lot of local football as well. You know, not semi-professional, just normal Saturday, Sunday league football. And I think they're just trying to keep people away in general. It's not just the game itself. It's before and after the game. And that's maybe why they put a blanket across that. and expect the teams that can play to have things in place to stop that before and after. I kind of guess that's where we are. I don't know how the testing's going to go for the lower leagues, you know, outside of the professional game when we go into non-league. The games that can go ahead, I don't quite know where the testing is sits with that. So again, that maybe contradicts something else. If the professional teams and players are getting tested on a regular basis, and then as you go non-league, they're not. So, you know, it's just, it's like so many things, isn't it? Where we are at the moment, we're in uncharted territory. Nobody knows kind of what's going to happen. And not just for the next month, the next 2 or 3 months. Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't harm these clubs financially too much. As the FA Cup this weekend, Stevenage have got Concord Rangers, Borehamwood, Southend United. Ryan, two big fixtures for two of our local teams. The FA Cup, Lee loves it, everyone loves it, and it should be an exciting weekend.
Yeah, it will be an exciting weekend, and this is one of my favourite weekends of football, the first round of the FA Cup. I absolutely love it. I love looking at the fixtures, I love trying to find the giant killings, and just researching towns, really. So, obviously, you know, I've suddenly become a big Marine fan. If anyone knows where Marine are based, you know, that's my trivia of the week. They're away at Colchester, an amazing tie. It's, you know, it's just so disappointing, obviously, for these fans of the clubs that have made the FA Cup. Obviously, you know, safety comes first. I think it's right that they've been allowed to play for those clubs that do get through. I know that training is going to be a difficult situation, so they may have to allow special concessions for the second round, which is going to be the next problem. But yeah, I absolutely love the FA Cup, love the first round, I love watching the matches that are usually put on TV at these non-league grounds, and, you know, really getting behind the underdogs, as you say. So yeah, Borehamwood, great tie at home to Southend. That'd be a real test for them, test their abilities as well if they were to try and push for the Football League. And Stevenage, they're playing probably the team with the best name, Concord Rangers.
Absolutely the best name. Barnet have also got Burton Albion. Lee, this is like Christmas time for you, the first round proper of the FA Cup. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, I've said many times, like so many other people, the FA Cup still holds a place in my heart as being a youngster watching the FA Cup final and the games, you know, back in the day. I know it sounds like I'm such an old man there. You never used to get as much football on the TV, but the FA Cup games used to pop up when you wasn't expecting them, maybe on a Monday night or a Friday night. Now we get lots of football, but yeah, so the FA Cup still holds a great place, and it's where dreams are made, isn't it? You know, you get these players that go to places. And I know we've not got fans in them, which is, again, I can't keep repeating myself, but it is such a shame for these teams, for these fans to be able to go places where they wouldn't normally go. You know, whether we talk about Marine going to Colchester or, you know, in the later rounds as it starts to ramp up. But yeah, it's fantastic. And it's great that the FA Cup still keeps going. And as long as they keep showing them, and that's the thing, they must, the broadcast companies, they've got to keep showing as many of these games as they possibly can. You know, I watched the Bishop Stortford against St Albans the other day, a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I'll sit and watch these games, and so will lots of other people. Doesn't matter who they support. If they see a team, like, for instance, you talk about Marine, right, which is up in Merseyside, I believe. Lots of, you know, the Liverpudlians, whether they support Liverpool, you know, Tranmere or Everton, they will see that and think, oh yeah, Marine, that's close to us. So they will take a vested interest in it, even if they've never been to a game, because it's their local non-league side. So it's just so important for the game.
Well, let's hope the magic of the FA Cup shines through. That's about it from the Sports Vibe podcast. What are your plans for the weekend, guys?
Well, I'm going to, you know, try and get lots of football in during the lockdown. Obviously, it's great, it's on TV. Watch the Watford match tomorrow. I'll try and, you know, keep across the FA Cup games. As someone with a Scouse girlfriend, and I was only in Crosby a couple of months ago where Marine are based, I'm going to follow them like a passionate supporter this weekend. So hopefully they'll win, and my dad lives in Colchester, so it's turned into a bit of a derby. So I'm going to watch lots of football, obviously, probably, you know, just keep myself busy, go out for a walk, and sort of enjoy just the rest, I think.
Well, we'll be sure to talk about Marine on next week's podcast. Lee, any plans for the weekend?
I'll be at the Watford game, of course, working there for Watford, so I'll be there watching that, hoping for 3 points. I'll be watching some of the golf on the TV. I'll be practicing my keepy ups in the garden, see if I can get up to five.
Maybe up to five.
Practicing me chipping in the garden. Same stuff.
Go stick back out.
I might even risk trying to go to the supermarket, see what's left, see if anyone's left any toilet rolls, etc. But I'll be watching the golf. Do want to say well done to our local golfer, just before we go. Callum Shinquin plays out of Moor Park, played at various different local courses. Last week out in the Cyprus Open, which was the first time it had ever taken place, the Cyprus Open, and Callum Shinquin went on to get his maiden European Tour win. So a fantastic performance, eagle in the 18th on the third round to get him in contention, and then birdie eagle in the last two holes to force a playoff, and then unlike in 2017 when he narrowly lost out in the Scottish Open, he went on to win. So that's a fantastic achievement, moves him up to 5th. For those of you who know your golf or like your golf, 51 on the race to Dubai and 168 in the world. That's his world ranking, golf ranking. So a fantastic achievement from local lad Callum Shinquin. And there was a lot of stuff on Sky, Sky Sports about him, and they give good coverage for it. So it's good to see. So I'll be watching the end of the European Tour event this weekend as well.
Well done, Callum Shinquin. If you want to go and sponsor Lee's Keepy Uppies, then we'll put a link in our bio on the website. That's vibe1076.co.uk. And you can find the podcast there as well on Spotify and all major platforms. That's it from us today. Thank you both, Lee, Ryan. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. Thanks. Mate. Well done, Noah. Well done, Ryan.
Keep safe, everyone.
Yes.
Keep safe, everyone. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with us.